USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in southern Louisiana are urging residents to evacuate as Hurricane Ida bears down on the Gulf Coast. New Orleans' mayor has advised residents to evacuate as several parishes have issued mandatory evacuation orders. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Saturday that Ida has the potential to be one of the strongest storms to ever hit his state. He's also mobilized more than 4,000 members of the Louisiana National Guard, with another 5,000 ready to be called into action if needed. Ida could strengthen into a Category 4 storm before it makes landfall on Sunday. And another terrorist attack at the Kabul airport is likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to President Biden. In a Saturday statement, Biden said that he was informed by military commanders that another attack is likely and that military leaders are taking every possible measure to prioritize protecting service members. He also said a U.S. airstrike that killed two high-profile ISIS targets was only the beginning of the U.S.'s retaliation for Thursday's suicide bombing that killed 13 service members. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A new British study shows that those infected with the Delta variant of the coronavirus are twice as likely to be hospitalized than someone struck by the Alpha variant. The study, published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal, analyzed more than 40,000 infections, with less than 2% of those coming in people who are fully vaccinated. Dr. Stanley Perlman is a professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Iowa and tells CBS News that while the movement of the Delta variant has been hard to predict, health officials know that vaccinations are the best way to fight it.
I think it's pretty hard to predict. In other countries, the Delta variant, which is the one that's sweeping across the U.S., actually stopped spreading after a period of time for reasons that we don't understand in other countries such as India. So we don't really understand all the dynamics of the virus, but what we do know is that this one is more contagious, and because of that, people have to be just more careful doing all the things that will prevent theirs getting sick. So people who are vaccinated have a much lower risk of being infected, even of getting severe disease, even if they're infected.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
It's a bittersweet goodbye for many Afghans. Mike Fortier has more.
While those who are safely evacuated from Afghanistan realize how lucky they are, they also know they may never be able to return home. Kabul native and independent journalist Bilal Sawari, one of those evacuees, now in Qatar talking to French TV today.
As I started walking towards the plane, I started crying because I knew that this is the last time I'm going to see Kabul, my city. And I looked towards the mountains, you know, that had always given me the strength somehow, in strength to the citizens of that city, and I just could not hold myself.
He describes what it's like to realize his life will never be the same.
Devastated and heartbroken by the fact that I was forced to abandon my country, my city, my passion, my profession, and my circle of friends.
The rushed exit meant no time for proper goodbyes to loved ones. It also means they're arriving in their new countries with very few possessions. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the National Basketball Association announced Saturday that it's reached a deal with its referees union to ensure that all refs working games during the upcoming season will be vaccinated. Players themselves are not required to be fully vaccinated, though many did get the shot after being encouraged to, after the league promised to lift restrictions and reduce the number of required COVID tests. The NBA season starts on October 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.